Phone Boys Peaks, episode 735, Cloudflare and Overcast.
I was wrong in the last podcast. It's actually not SSL v3 that's supposedly having an issue with Marco Arment's Overcast servers, although disabling all that stuff is still important. Now, I tried disabling it on my server, re-enabling it, and it didn't work. And it later hit me and I realized, oh, wait a minute, the SSL connection isn't actually happening between me and Marco Arment's servers. It's actually happening between Marco Arment's servers and Cloudflare. And Cloudflare does a lot of cool stuff, and I wanted to use it. But since it was going to take Marco a little while to actually figure out what was going on with his server and why it wasn't working, I decided, since that was the most simplest issue, and I'll gain some benefit from using Cloudflare, but I don't really need it at this point. So I went ahead and disabled it for now, and it seems to solve the problem. And so, you know, when you're doing SSL and you have something in the middle of it, right, you actually, you know, that something in the middle has to terminate the SSL connection. There's no getting around that. Now Cloudflare actually has a box you can put in line in your environment that pulls out the SSL keys and sends that up to the cloud, and they can do it without actually doing a man in the middle of the SSL. But that's a bit much, right? And I don't need to do that. I'm certainly not doing anything private or really that private. I mean, it's just more just making sure that you know you're connecting to my website. So that's what I did, and I figured, okay, fine, I'll disable it for now. Since that seemed to be the quick fix, that's what I did. I just disabled Cloudflare, and I've set up a URL that Marco can test when he gets back from his holiday travels, and to validate that it actually works, and then I can turn Cloudflare back on. But anyway, it turned out to not be what I thought it was in the last podcast, but it turned out it's still an issue, but it's just I've at least found a workaround that's acceptable to me, as long as I can still run HTTPS, and you know, the fact that I'm not getting the absolute best performance, I can live with that for the time being. I mean, it is what it is, and at least I know I've isolated it to the point. And I of course tested all of the other podcast apps, and it was only Overcast that seemed to be having an issue. So, but anyway, this is I'm glad that I've at least got a workaround, so I can continue to use Overcast, and other people that I know that use Overcast can continue to use it. And well, you know, there you go. It's back to normal for Overcast users, I guess.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.